Good afternoon and happy Monday. Praise God. Thank God for allowing us to see another day. And I just thank and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Miller. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. And I choose to rejoice because this is the day that the Lord have made. And, you know, I tell you, I say this all the time to myself and in my time of praise and worship. I thank and praise the Lord for his son, Jesus, who is now my Savior, my Lord, my strength, and my provider. I thank and praise the Lord for my Heavenly Father, Jesus, having to be God. He is almighty. God is a good God, you know, and I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that abide on the inside because I'm growing. The Bible tells us that we need to grow through knowledge and faith of who Jesus is. The more knowledge we get of the atonement, the redemption work of Christ, it really makes a difference. And I just thank and praise the Lord for another day. We thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, who is the founder and the host of this broadcast. I thank and praise the Lord for God allowing me to play a small part in it. I just thank and praise the Lord, and I thank and praise the Lord for you that all over the world is tuning in to the broadcast. I just thank and praise the Lord, and, you know, that's why I say God is so loving, you know. I thank God for technology. Yes, some people using technology for the wrong reason. But, you know, anything that God have, the devil going to always try to pervert it. And so, but I thank and praise the Lord for those that God have choose, like Apostle Armstrong, to have a broadcast and put people on there, can give words to people. We got some people that might not even come in the walls of the church, enter the walls of a building of the church, but they would turn on the radio to listen. And I want you to know we shared on Friday, we talked about your words, the power of your words. And my prayer is that God will bring enlightenment and understanding to you that have tuned into the broadcast. Knowledge is just information, but information without understanding is not benefiting you. And then, according to the Bible, once we get knowledge of the word and we get understanding, and then revelation comes, then we can really do something with the word. You know, I was thinking about the broadcast before I came on the air. And I was thinking about, we had a meeting on Saturday in Gastonia with Apostle Armstrong and the staff of it and those that own the broadcast. And it really encouraged me and blessed me to meet them. We had names that we didn't have faces to the names. But thank and praise the Lord for bringing us together. But I was just thanking, you know, and Apostle Armstrong, he is really, I thank God for him. He really is concerned about the peoples all over the world that are dealing with stress, dealing with all kind of problems and stuff, you know, but that's just like God. God was concerned about us before the foundation of the world. You know, when you start reading or studying the Bible, you find out that God know that Adam and Eve were going to do what they did. And God always have a ram in the bush, you know. But God put so many things in place for us as humanity. God put a lot of things in place for humanity. But when I came into the knowledge about freedom of choice or freedom of will, y'all, that really changed my life because it answered a lot of questions for me, you know, because if you don't have the knowledge and the understanding about what God say, you know, and sometimes the Bible tells us we need to study so we can rightly divide the word. But, you know, if you can rightly divide it, you can wrong divide it. And I found out That's another need for, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that give us the knowledge and understanding and the revelation so we can understand, rightly divide and understand what God is saying to us, you know. And I was thinking about, like I said, the people that's on the earth. And I don't think this is not what I'm going to teach about, but I'm just going to go with stuff. And see, you can't, from studying, faith begins. And this is what the Bible says, and that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. Where faith begins, where the knowledge or where the will or what God's word say about him. And I had to learn that when I got born again, I came in with a lot of what people had told me about God. You know, I came in because I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't get saved to develop a relationship with God. You know, a lot of time I'm transparent because I want you to know, you ain't the only one that don't know everything. Even fivefold ministry gifts. I don't care how long you've been saved, you still don't know all it is. It's so much a revelation in just one promise, the one verse of God. And the Holy Spirit going to always reveal to us where our faith level at, you know. But I did not get born again to develop a relationship with God. That was not on my mind. What was on my mind, I didn't want to go to hell, and I want to get off of marijuana. I got addicted to it. Now, some people say you can't, but I did. But when I got saved, I had this hunger and desire to want to read the word. And look like the more I read the word, because I had a question. When I first got saved, my first prayer was, after I got saved, why I'm not seeing what is written in the Bible and in real life, or other word, in reality. Why I'm not seeing this happening in the churches, where at least the church that I was attending. And the Lord began to unfold to me and show it to me through the Holy Spirit. And it really transformed my life, because I was mad at God. I was mad at people, and I was blaming God for things because, you know, he was always telling me God can do anything he want to do for mankind. But nobody explained to me that God have a responsibility to humanity, but humanity have a responsibility to God. Nobody ever explained to me, you know, that salvation was all about a relationship with God. Now, don't count me down. Maybe you was told that I wasn't. This is my little testimony. Nobody never told me that. And because of that, I didn't know. And so as I began to read the word of God, after I got born again and received the Holy Spirit, and my spiritual eyes become open, as Paul said in Ephesians, the first chapter. If you read that, I love when you go through the epistles, especially the epistle that Apostle Paul, majority of his epistle, somewhere in his epistle, God inspired him to pray. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray for the people. And the one, Ephesians, the first, it talked about how Paul said, because I saw y'all faith, he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you will know what is the hope of his calling. And we would, to us was that belief, that we know that that same power that raised Christ up from the dead is in us. Then he prayed in Ephesians, the third chapter, that we will be strengthened our inner man by our spirit, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints, the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And see, there too again, he was talking about the spirit part of us. Because before I got born again, my spirit was not open. And Jesus said that those that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Well, if you haven't been born again, you are not open to spiritual things. Everything you view is from the natural. It's from the five senses. But once you get born again, the Spirit of God come in you, you know. And then you come, your eyes come open to spiritual things. We are spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. And these are things that you don't learn this overnight, you know. And as I say so many times, the things of God don't just automatically take place in your life. You know, some things that I teach now, I didn't get it overnight. It took me years to get there. But I thank God for his mercy and his patience. The Bible said God is long-suffering with us. The Bible said God is not slack concerning his promise to us with men. But God is long-suffering with us because it's not God will that any shall perish. And when you get the knowledge and the understanding, then, like I said, faith begins. You cannot. Faith is believing what God said about us in his word is so. Okay? You can't have faith in God based upon what somebody told you, but you need to know what God's words say. But there too, again, I thank God. And so my mind went, and like I said, I'm going to read these scriptures. My mind, what God put in my spirit, I was thinking about a lot of troubled people right now. A lot of people is stressed out. A lot of people ain't got peace. And a lot of them, they crying out to God. Now, y'all listen, God is a merciful God. But after you've been saved for a while, God will have us to get in his word and read his word so we can grow thereby. And I'm telling you, the more knowledge and understanding that as I read and I get, I'm finding out. You know, God, I was blaming you for things that it wasn't your fault, it was my fault. Jesus said, if any man going to fall after me, let him deny himself. Yes, deny himself. Now, some might say, Prophet Miller, I already know that. Truly? Really? You know, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you again for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. Again, Father, I just acknowledge you as almighty, all-powerful. And I thank you, Father, how you, through the redemption work of Jesus, have made it possible for us to have a relationship with you. And Father, I thank you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of the airway, over the minds of the people, and over the airways. I bind up interference. I bind up the spirit of detraction right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, those that tune in, I pray, Father, that you will bring them enlightenment and give them understanding. I thank you for accuracy to minister this word to your people. I thank you and I bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I just, you know, he said, let not your heart be troubled. This is a familiar passage scripture. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Yet believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, in the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou go. How can we know the way? Now there too again, you know, and I can recall as a little child, my mother would always read the scripture to us. As a little child, I can recall when things got kind of hard, Mama will always quote the scripture. And then the other was the 23rd Psalm. Everybody know this, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My mama will always, better yet, let's go to it. Because like I said, I just want to encourage you, but I want you, you got to really get this in you. I must read my Bible. I must read my Bible with understanding. I must pray and ask the Lord to give brain to me and give me understanding and give me not only knowledge and understanding, but give me a revelation of what the word is saying to me. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is so important. And then it go on. It tells us, like I said, I'm going to read it from the Amplify. And I know sometimes, you know, a lot of people, you know, hurry up and give the message. But, y'all, you have to be taught. And this is something that I do regular. You need to put your eyes on it. Like I said, faith begins where the will of God is known. And the what is the will of God? That's the word of God. How you going to believe God or trust God for something when you don't even know what the words say? That's why Matthew 6 and 33 tell us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. Well, in other words, seek out God's way of doing it. Remember we were sharing with you in Romans how Paul was saying about the church. He was saying, he said, I know Israel loved God. He said, but instead of them submitting, Romans the 10th chapter. But anyway, he said, I know that they love God, but instead of them submitting to God's way of righteousness, they went about and established their own. Better yet, a lot of time I find out if you don't know what the words say, you're going to go take on what somebody told you about God, and that's not good. And that's why all of us need to be careful when we teaching and when we giving the word. Now, I tell anybody, what the knowledge I had, the understanding, the revelation I had over 40 years ago when I first got started out, it's altogether different. It's just like a child. We have to grow. We grow in stage. We grow. We have to grow in the knowledge. The Bible said Jesus grew in spirit and in knowledge and wisdom. You have to grow in the things of God. You know, you just can't go in there and just come back out. But it said, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me to lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful water. He refreshed and restored my life, myself. He leads me in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Now, that's a good point. Listen, you don't earn nothing. And you know, religion and tradition, that's why, y'all, sometimes when we don't know, and when I use word like that, I'm not trying to belittle anyone, but religion taught me I had to earn God's forgiveness. I had to earn his power. I had to earn his love. And once I came into the knowledge of the already, I call it the already. And that already simply is saying everything the Bible said in 2 Peter, the first chapter, is that God done given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, but it's through the knowledge. It's through knowledge and faith and grace through Jesus Christ. Other words, you and I have to get in the Bible and find out what took place before the atonement, before Jesus was crucified on the cross at Calvary. We have to find out, and that lets you know right there. When we come into that knowledge, we'll find out what belonged to us. And that's why he said, not for earning it. I did not earn God's forgiveness. I didn't earn his love. God loved us first. But that's why everything a born-again believer do after we get saved, we do it because we love it. We ain't trying to earn nothing. It was already been paid for. That's why you have a lot of people walking around here without healing, without peace, without joy, because you trying to earn it. We were not saved by good works. You can't earn it. But what we supposed to do, believe on the one that God sent, which is Jesus. We got to believe that he came and died in my place. God forgave us for Christ's sake. And that's why sometimes when you're trying to earn God's goodness, or earn God's love, earn it, that's why you keep failing, because you can't. It's not something to earn. Yeah, somebody say, yeah, proper but. No, it ain't no but in it. You know, you can't earn it. But this is what he says, not for earning it, but for his name's sake. He lead us and he restored our soul. He lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And though I walk through the deep, sunlit valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod, to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. Bring the cup running over. Surely only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling. There too again, like I said, a lot of people, and when I first got saved, I was still saying something, and I found comfort. But it came as I continued to read, or better yet, as I continued to grow, I started finding other scriptures in the Bible, and as the Holy Spirit led me, the reality of it came alive, and I began to find out, okay, God did this. But then I found out how. If you go read the four Gospels, just read all of it. When you read the four Gospels, you see how Jesus walked the earth, how Jesus conducted himself while he was on the earth. Jesus was the number one example to show us how we as born-again believers are supposed to operate on this earth. This is so important. But like I said, there too again, he tells us that what, and like I said, Mama used to read that scripture for everything. I mean everything. But like I said, as I begin to walk with the Lord, I begin to see different, have got different. Now, if you go to Philippians, the fourth chapter, and I want to read this because you cannot sit around and focus on the problem. Focus on your situation and expect to have the peace of God. The peace of God don't just automatically happen. Now, you know, some might disagree with me, but I'm just sharing you what I read in the Word. The Bible tells us, neither give place to the devil. The Bible tells us that Satan go about as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, in that 7th verse, I believe, it tells us to cast all of our cares on the Lord, for he cared for us. It tells us in Mark, the 4th chapter, Matthew, the 13th chapter, it tells you how the sower planted the seed, but it said, but how the enemy came immediately and stole the word. It said how the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, would choke the word out, or better yet, it'll cause you to lose focus. In Proverbs, the 4th chapter, in the 20 and 21, it tells us to attend to God's word. Don't lose focus. There's so many things on this earth that bring in detraction. Yes, it's okay to look at the news, but you got to do it with moderation. People talk about eating with moderation, where I said the same thing about the news. Because, you know, when you hear them evil reports, it's just like if you go to the doctor, you know, and you get an evil report. That can just change your whole life. You know, I was listening to Dwayne, read one of his book, Dwayne Norman, and he blessed me, and he was talking from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and he was telling me how so many people, he's talking about born-again believers. He is a teacher of God's word, an awesome man of God, and he was saying how so many people it's quick to believe and trust a report of the doctor than there is God's word. Now, rightly divided, he wasn't saying you don't go to the doctor. Please hear me. He wasn't saying you don't go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. And it's good to get the report of the doctor. But the point he was saying, we ought to have more faith and confidence in the report of God, what God said about our lives, what God said about our families, and what God said about our body. You know, I done had people, you know, come to me as a prophet, I got to go to the doctor, pray I get a good report. Now, if you go to Isaiah 53:1, it tell you, it asks you, who going to believe the report of the Lord? And y'all, you know, a lot of times we don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. Sometimes you need to sit back and examine yourself. Paul said, examine to see whether you operate in faith or not. When you sitting around worried and stressed out, you done got out of faith. Faith is having confidence and trusting in what God say about you. That's why you have to get your mind renewed. But now we read Psalms the 23rd, and it's entitled from the Amplified Translation. We read St. John 14, the first three verses from the King James Version. Now he was saying, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, you ain't going to have a peace of mind. I want you to hear me. If you sitting around listening at all of this evil report, if I sit around and just think about the little children that being murdered by drive-by shooting, and think about sex trafficking, the young girls that their life being taken from them. If I sit around and think about that child, that bothers me. That bothers me big time. When I think about racism and what people saying about one another, if I think about too long, what they doing in the White House, y'all, that disturb my peace. But what caused me to rise above discouragement and disappointment is what the words say. And you can't sit around and say, well, God, I want peace, but you troubling your heart when you sit around and take in all this evil. Because what's happening on the earth, if you don't know what God's word says, it leaves you with no hope. It leaves you with no hope. But y'all, let me tell you something. People in this hour, the glory of God is here. God is doing good things to them that truly believe and trust what he said about himself. I want you to hear me. People that believe, obey, and trust what God said, them people is then able to experience the peace of God. And see, it's like I said, it's something you have to do. Like St. John, he said, you let not your heart be troubled. Come on now. And when you go read them Psalms, when you go read all of those Psalms, all of them, what David was talking about is covenant with God. When David fought Goliath, his faith and confidence were based upon the covenant that he called him an uncircumcised Philistine. Other words, you don't even have a covenant with God. And he came and he fought him based upon his covenant. David even confessed that. Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, you can't just go around here. You just can't go around here and expect the peace of God if you ain't doing what God say in his word. Or better yet, if you don't believe in you, some people, you'll know what the words say, but you ain't putting your faith and trust in it. You allow your emotion to dictate to you. Your emotion will line up with what you see, what you hear. That's what it's going to line up with, what you see, what you hear, and what you're going to confess. It'll line up with it. Now, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, the fourth verse, and yes, I read a lot of scriptures. I want you to put your eyes on it. And I know even though we don't have but an hour, you know, you need to take time and put your eyes on it. So when you pray, you can say, God, you said you can do what Jesus did in Matthew, the fourth chapter, when Jesus was in the wilderness, when he was led of the Spirit to be tempted. And you and I know the devil started after the 40 days. You know he was tired. You know he was weary. But Jesus never said how he felt. But he said what was written. And during the hour of temptation, we have to do the same thing. You know, when I begin to learn this truth, it was like, you mean to tell me I have something to do? Because the mindset I have, God did everything. That's just the way I was taught. God to do it. When you get ready to get saved, when God get ready for you to get saved, you get saved. That wasn't true. The Bible says God will that he will have all men to be saved. Then, like I said, when I found about the freedom of choice, the freedom of your will, I began to say, oh, my goodness, God ain't going to violate your will. You hear me say this. God is not going to violate your will. God ain't going to override your will. If you don't want to live right, he ain't going to bother you. If you and I learned this the hard way. The thought will come to me, you need to read your word. But if I want to sit up there and watch TV 3 or 4 hours, guess what? God ain't going to bother me. But guess what? When trouble hit, when adversity hit, come on, somebody. I ain't going to be able to discern the Lord's voice. Our voice is going to be trying to talk to you. But he said in Philippians 4th chapter, that 4th verse, He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Put in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, listen now. He said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. See, you got the Bible tells us to set our affliction, our mind on things above. Proverbs 4 said, tend to my word. And I'm telling you, you ain't going to experience the peace that God have for you if you don't learn to know what God's word say, study God's word, and put your confidence, come on somebody, and trust what God say. I had, you know, a minister to tell me last week, about 2 weeks ago, so you know, some Prophet Miller, I done found out. It boiled down to you just got to believe and trust God, and that's true. Some people, like the children of Israel, they believed that God could take them in the promised land, but they didn't trust God. And they didn't trust God because they disobeyed his word. They were mumbling, complaining all the time. Everything God told Moses and Joshua to tell them to do, they mumbling, complained about it. When he told them to go spy out the land, when he told them God done gave them the land, they were mumbling, complaining about there is giants in the land. Yeah, it's fruitful, but they got giants in it. And God had not said, I done gave. But, you know, we can't talk too much about them. The Bible tells us in Hebrews. I believe it's Hebrews the 4th chapter. It said the same gospel that were preached to us were preached to them, but they didn't mix faith with it. Faith is saying, God, you said it. I'm going to believe what you say. I'm going to trust what you say. And I'm telling you, when you got them scratched out battles, you have to do that. And you have to say, go back, Proverbs 4, you got to tend to his word. The word of God have the ability to heal us, to deliver us, to set us free. Come on now. And I know, I don't know what it's like to be in a battle. I don't know what it's like to be in the military and fighting the war. I have no idea, y'all. And I pray I don't ever have to experience that. But you got to find a way to put your mind on, get your mind on the word of God and talk to God. Just, I don't know about nobody else. When I'm dealing with a lot of things, when the enemy is bringing, trying to bring stress and indecisive thoughts, attraction in my life, I find out when I just start talking to the Lord, I begin to talk about the goodness of God. You know, Father, I thank you. Sometimes I pick up my Bible and go to the Psalms in Proverbs, and I begin to read those scriptures. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. For God so loved the world. God loved you, Anne. I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. When I start putting my mind on that, it diminished all of that disappointment, that discouragement in my heart. Even when somebody false accused me of mistreating me, when I put my mind on, you know, forgive them, Anne, for they know not what they do. And that's why when we talked about the other week, Thursday, on your words, what coming out of your mouth, we release strife and division, bitterness and resentment. It comes through our words. And it brings, Paul said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that is edifying to the hearer. You know, I had to learn that you have to be conscious of the words that come out your mouth when you're speaking to other people. And we shouldn't let this division and strife come out of our mouth. I was talking to, in fact, one of my students the other day, and they called me and were asking me some questions. I said, oh, Lord, what is it now? And they said, you shouldn't say stuff like that because you offend people. My intention is not to offend nobody, but, you know, at that moment, I wasn't conscious of what I was saying, you know. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I be tired, but even I don't have excuse, you know. And I didn't mean it in a way to offend them. I just said, oh, what is it now? You know, but that's the way they took it. You know, now somebody said, well, I don't know why they're being so petty. Yeah, that can be true too. But I still supposed to be mindful of what's coming out of my mouth when I'm talking to other people. You know, Jesus know people thoughts. Y'all, I don't know people thoughts like that. I don't know what's in people's heart, but I'm still responsible for what's come out of my mouth when I'm speaking to other people. But he was telling, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God in the peace of God. When we pray according to the laws and principles for prayer, we will have, he said, in the peace of God, we will have the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I'm reminded with the Hebrew boy, when I think about how they were so mature, it really blesses me when I think about how they were so mature. I mean, they were young men, but they were mature when Nebuchadnezzar had not built this this gold image and told them they had to bow to it. And when they choose not to, their faith and confidence was in their covenant, in their covenant partner who was God. They said, now if you go back and study, they did everything that Cain required them to do. They was taken in bondage. Yeah, they was taken in bondage, but they were wise and smart, and the king wanted them to work in his palace. He educated them. He schooled them according to that. And they were so obedient. Now, in the beginning, they didn't eat the food, but God, every time something came against their covenant right, they wouldn't do it. And God favored them because they stood strong. But you know the story. You know the story, how they went by, and Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed because he had other people looking on. He had guests, and he put them in the fire furnace. But they told him, regardless of what, they said, if they know that if God don't deliver them, God was able to deliver them. They trust. Their faith and confidence was in the one. And, y'all, we at that time. And please rightly divide what I'm finna say. All of us have appointment with death. That's the last thing Jesus, he was going to do away with. And we're going to, it's appointed unto man to live, but his appointed man wants to die, and after that to judge. That means all of us going to die. But the thing about it, where we go after here, we'll be there for all eternity. That's why it's God will that all men and woman, boy and girl, should be saved. But there's so many things happening on the earth, the enemy trying to detract people. That's why in Psalms, the fourth chapter. Proverbs, the fourth chapter, 20 verse, when you read it from the Living Bible, it said, don't lose focus on God. Don't lose focus. Don't be detracted from God's word, because I'm telling you. And don't depart from it. Don't lose focus. But when we pray according to the laws and principles of God, that's why it pays you to read the Bible. I say this all the time, the Bible, and you probably get tired of me saying it. But the Bible is your manual and my manual for life. You know what all your plans you buy? Here's a manual for it. It tells you how to use the product. If it don't work, it tells you who you need to get in touch with. That's where the Bible is the same way. Listen, you don't spend enough time in the church to get all the information you need. We can only, like even with the broad, I can only give you basic stuff, the basic thing. But guess what? You have to get in there. You have to get in there and read that word. That is so important. You have your part to play. That's just the way it works. You have your part to play, you know. Okay? But he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things plural are true, whatsoever things plural again, are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are loving, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And that's where you and I, we have to be mindful and conscious what we're thinking about. I had to learn when I'm sensing, when thoughts come trying to disturb my peace, I have to know what the words say about it, you know. And the enemy is like one of them. You ever had those gnats, flies that be running around your head, and he just like that. You have to do something with your thoughts. God ain't gonna do that. Paul said, cast down every imagination and every thought that exalt himself above the knowledge of God. That's what Paul said. Who gonna do that? Who gonna cast down the imagination? You got to. Come on, somebody. You ever looked at some people and you said, you know, they just look like don't nothing bother them. Yeah, but you don't realize they had to get their mind renewed. Yes, they did. They had to get their mind renewed. And it didn't just automatically happen. They had to get their mind renewed. But see, a lot of times the enemy wants you to look at certain people like, oh, you know, everything just automatically happened to them. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. It didn't automatically happen to them. They had their part to play. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, they had their part to play. And it's the same way with you. You have your part to play. Come on, somebody. Remember the fourth chapter. I'm going to start at that fourth verse. I'm reading from the Living Bible. Y'all know prophet like a Living Bible. And then he said, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, it was always taught to me and told to me, if you going to worry, don't pray. Prayer will release you from worry if you use the laws and principles of prayer, if you have faith and confidence in what God say about your situation. Mark 11, he tell us to speak to the mountain. It talked about how Jesus spoke to the fig tree. And I found out as a believer, you have to speak to your situation. I was in this powerful service yesterday, and I don't forget the pastor, the minister, but they had some powerful, and they were saying that they were holding a conference, and they from Florida, and said it was a hurricane, and they canceled everything out. But make a long story short, said God told her to go to the Gulf, and go, because he said, you know, Florida and Mexico right in there together. And said she had to go, and said the Lord said, go to the Gulf and stick your foot, put your foot in the water and command it that storm to die. She said everybody, her husband and her armor bearer, thought she was crazy in speaking like that. She said, but she went, and she said the cold God seen her, he was finna tell her to leave, get off the beach. You don't need to be near the water. Leave, because the wind was blowing so bad. It was just terrible. But said when they stuck their feet in there and commanded to die, by the time they got back home and they turned on the news, they said it had not died. But don't that sound like when Jesus, when he was in the boat and the storm came and the water filled the boat? That's what the scripture said. And Jesus woke up and rebuked those disciples, oh, ye little of faith. And he spoke to the storm and told it to be still. Y'all, see, Jesus did it, and that's why I'm saying, once you come into the knowledge of it, it makes a difference, but you have to start somewhere with your faith. You can't live by somebody else's faith. I had to learn that. You got to develop, but he's saying right here, and like I said, when we do what he said, now he's telling us what to do. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he have done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. You know, I used to say to Lord, I done prayed and prayed. Ain't nothing changed. You know why I had nothing changed? Because I prayed, but I didn't believe. I believed while I was praying, but after I got through praying, instead of me thanking God and looking at God as a God of integrity, Numbers, the 23rd chapter, telling God is not a man that he will lie. Not a son of man that you pray, has not God spoken, he won't bring it to pass. And sometimes you just got to sit back and ask yourself a question. Do I truly believe and trust what God's word say about me? And I'm telling you, y'all, we can say we believe the word as long as ain't nothing come that challenge that word. But soon a storm come, or a temptation come, or somebody say to you, going to find out how much you believe and trust what God's word say. And this means to tell God what you need, thank him for all he have done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ. Now, look what else he said. He said, now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing. As I close this letter, fix your thoughts on what is true. See, you got to set your thoughts. You got to set your mind. Yo, I'm telling you, your mind will go with whatever you allow it. And your emotion, your feeling going to line up with an evil report if that's what you're sitting around thinking about. If you're sitting around thinking about, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bill. Your emotion going to line up with it. Then you own yourself up for stress. Dwayne Norman, he blessed me. I mean, the man was just awesome about a month ago. I was in one of his service, and he said, this minister told him, said, the Lord told him, said, whenever you get frustrated, you out of faith. And Lord, when he said that, I said, Lord, forgive me because I've been there many times. You know, when you believe in God, or you say you believe in God and you trust in God, and look like the situation ain't changed, that's where you ain't really rooted and grounded in the word. And soon as it don't, you know, the enemy start telling you all kind of thoughts start coming. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? How you going to pay that bill? You ain't got money to pay the bill. How you going to do this? How you going to do that? How you going to do this? How you going to do that? And all that stuff. Start, man, I'm telling you, if you ain't careful, you'll cash away your confidence. Paul tell us, and he said, we need to hold fast to the profession of our faith. That word profession is another word for confession. And I'm taking up the whole, God had me to take up the whole hour of the day to tell you, if you want the peace of God, it's certain things. You're going to have to learn how to discipline your thoughts. You're going to have to learn how to, your mind, and you're going to have to learn how to catch down these evil reports. Because it's a state of we all going to die one day. Make sure that you saved. If you ain't been saved, get saved, you know. I know when my son and my daughter was in the military, and both of them, my son had to go to Afghanistan. He was saying they had to make sure they will and everything would roll up and all of that stuff. And he even said, he said, well, Mama, I didn't join the military to be in no war or fight nothing. He said, but, you know, if I don't come back, he said, I found out that was part of the deal, part of the package when I signed up. He said, nobody signed up in the military to think they're going to go to war, go somewhere and get killed. He said, but that's part of it, you know. But he had to believe and trust God, and I did too, that he was going to come back home. And I pray for the ones that didn't make it back. Why, I don't know, y'all. I don't have all the answers. But still, I know my son was saved. If he wouldn't have made it back, he was saved. I would have seen him in heaven. And that's why it's so important. Death gonna come to everybody, but you need to make sure that you save. And until that time come, you need to get in the word, and like he said, think on good things. He said, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right. Think about things that are pure and loving, admirable. Think about things that are excellent, worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learn from me and hear from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. Other words, what he's saying, you have something to do. You got to cast down those imagination, those thoughts of discouragement and disappointment, thoughts that God don't love you, thoughts that you ain't nobody. I found out, because I experienced depression I have experienced overwhelm, grief, sorrow, and all, but I found out what caused it was what I was thinking about. I got stressed out how I'm going to pay my bill. I ain't got no money. I got stressed out about it. I was letting my heart be troubled because I was looking to me. I didn't know how to believe and trust God. Well, didn't nobody talk to me about giving. I didn't know nothing about tithing and offering. I would give an offering, but I didn't know nothing about honoring God with my tithing and offering. I don't give tithing and offering because I'm afraid I'm going to be cursed, but I give it because I love God. Jesus said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. And some of you, you do things out of fear. If I don't do this, God's going to curse you. I used to live like that, y'all. That's not kingdom. That's religion and tradition. Like I said, I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. And then, plus, I wanted to be able to stop smoking marijuana. That's why I got saved. And then I had to learn. I'm supposed to serve God because I loved him. He's my father. Not because I'm scared what he going to do to me. I have a whole, here's the difference between a holy reverence for God and fear that God is waiting the moment you make a mistake and to do so. That's not God. I had a preacher, you know, one pastor preached when we was a little kid. They preach, if you didn't live right, you're going to hell. And I get saved every Sunday and backslide as soon as I get out the church. You know, I didn't know any better. And that's what I'm saying. You can't sit up here and expect to experience the peace of God when you sitting around thinking on thoughts of discouragement. You receive it, you thinking on thoughts of discouragement, disappointment, evil report. And this what you can't do it. He tell you, you got to let not your heart be troubled. And then that's the way you do it. Okay, God, I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to take you at your word. And then talk to him. I find out that worked with me. I just started talking to the Lord, you know. And the more I read his word and I find out, that's what, and remember what I said in the beginning, faith begins where the will of God is known. That means the will of God is the word of God. Not what somebody has told you. It's like what I'm saying to you now, if I can't show and agree with the word, you don't have to take what I say. That's why the Bible tells all us to study, show ourselves approved, so we can rightly divide the word. You need to know what the word say. It's not enough somebody else always telling you what the word say. Get you a Bible. Pick it up and read it and pray. Father, look, I want to know. But first off, you ain't saved, you ain't understanding no way. But if you say, God, I want you to open up my understanding. God, give me understanding. God, I need revelation. Talk to him. Because I found out my biggest problem is not God, not the devil, and other people. That's why Jesus told the disciples, if you're going to follow after me, you got to deny yourself. And you know, we don't want to deny us. Now, you know, you might well go on just tell it, we don't want to deny us. We can deny everybody, but when it comes down to me, no, don't want to deny me. I deny you, but I don't want to deny me. That's where a lot of time we think, and that's what hurt us. Come on, somebody. God loves you. He's concerned about you. Stop letting that scratch is a spirit, believe it or not. Stop letting yourself get scratched out, running your blood pressure up. But Prophet Miller, you just don't know. You are absolutely right. I don't have no idea what some of you facing, but I do know that stress, overwhelmed grief. So all of that stuff is real. I know that. Depression, been there. And when God began to show me what brought it on, he said, you're sitting around here focused on the wrong thing. Why are you sitting around here scratched out about how you're going to pay your bills? See, I was looking to me. I wasn't believing and trusting him to do it for me. I was looking at me, what I could do. Then I would think about, don't nobody care about me. Don't nobody love me. You can't expect to experience the peace of God thinking like that. First, I learned when I got the revelation that God loved me. Then I had to learn to love myself. See, the Bible said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You let other people cause you. You ain't a nobody. You ain't going to do that. You can't. If you listen to what people say, you're going to be stressed out all the time. Then you own yourself up. And the devil tell you no good. Everybody is somebody. I don't care. Regardless of the color of your skin, God loves everybody, y'all. Well, I had to learn that. God even loved my enemy. Why? They came from God just like I did. Yeah, God used a man, your father and mother, to bring you here. But God loved it. Well, if God loved me, why does that? Read your Bible. You will find out it ain't God's fault. It's the choices. Consequences. Listen, the choices we make, consequences come with them. That's a spiritual law right there. Consequences come with the choice, some of the choices we make. We can't blame God. We can't blame nobody but blame us. But guess what? You can get delivered if you make the wrong decisions or the wrong choice. All you got to do is, Lord, forgive me and God help me. Or bring somebody in my life to help me to do what's right. God will help you. He waiting on you. But like, he's going to override your will. I tried it. Really? Really? It don't work that way. God love all of us. And I'm telling you, like I said in the beginning, And we're going to get in faith. I'm going to go and we're going to really get in and talk about faith. Because the Bible talk about faith. It said in the book Hebrew, he said it's impossible to please God without faith. So now, if it's impossible to please him about faith, that means I need to find out about faith. What is faith? Why is God saying it's impossible to please him without faith? What is faith? How do I operate in faith? See, all that stuff is important. He said the just, he tell us in Hebrews the 10th chapter in the 38th verse, he said the just shall live by faith. So faith is so, and I think faith is so important. We need to know what is faith. How do I post up? You know what? I had to find that out about money. I found out that money was so important. So I had to find out how to get money. You had to go work for it. You know, some people go other way. But I had to learn. Then I had to learn what to do with it. And it's the same way with faith. A lot of people, what they call faith is not faith, it's presumption. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you again for your word today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing enlightenment, knowledge, and understanding, and revelation. I thank you for those that have tuned into the broadcast. I rebuke stress, depression, disappointment, discouragement. And Father, I pray that you will send a perfect landing through the past winter to me that they receive your word. I pray for strength. I pray for refreshing for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to remember and know that God loves you. And God is concerned about you, regardless of what you done did, what you said. Jesus paid for it. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I pray that you go and enjoy the rest of your day and believe God. Believe and trust God with your situation. Enjoy the rest of your day.